Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment here on Lakes Radio. This is Katie Johnson, and joining me as my guest today is Lake Region Healthcare's CEO, Larry Schultz. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Katie.
Well, it's hard to believe, but 2016 is just a couple of weeks away, and I thought it would be nice to have a little year in review with you as the CEO. When you look back on 2015 for Lake Region Healthcare, what's the one word you would use to describe it?
I would say incredible.
I think I would agree with that. Tell me why.
I think the number of things that took place, most notably our new clinic building and all the effort that went into putting that together, I think that's one thing. Another thing is the development of community partnerships to improve the health of our community. The number of grants that we received in our community to help with that is also incredible.
There have also been some of the ongoing projects that have really seen a lot of growth in 2015 as well. The community garden comes to mind, for example.
Absolutely. That initiative is one of my favorite of all time. It's something that's got the community working together to have the produce that goes to support healthy foods for those in need, whether it's food shelves or the Women, Infants, and Children program recipients. Other things that have been incredible besides the wellness pieces have been the recruitment of additional new providers to our community, addition of a full-time cardiologist as an example. We have a full-time pulmonologist that will be starting in a few weeks as well, and a number of other providers that started during the last year. I think one of the other additional things that we're seeing is the coming together of some of our other expansion areas like Barnesville and Prairie Ridge has been another part of our growth that has been incredible this last year.
It's hard to know where to even start and stop when there has been so much going on this year. We talked about those as highlights or incredible things. Maybe what have been some of the challenges?
I think one of the challenges has been the quickly changing external environment in healthcare, how healthcare is going to be financed in the future. Making all those changes with all the activities that we have here is balancing those things going forward. And in some regards, while the building project was really exciting for everybody on our healthcare team here, and we're excited to offer that new building for our community, it'll be nice for all of us to be able to get back to focusing in on the other parts of our jobs as well.
You mentioned the clinic. As you know, it opened yesterday. What are you most excited about in the new clinic?
I'm most excited about the opportunity to provide a greater patient experience for all those that come to us for healthcare services. It's also fun to be able to design something that will meet the needs of our patients and not be confined by an old structure that was built for how healthcare was delivered in the past, but now we have something designed for how healthcare is going to be delivered in the future. That's really exciting.
And I know it was important to the organization that local contractors be used as much as possible. There's certainly advantages to that and probably some extra thanks that needs to go out to some people that worked on the project.
Absolutely. I'd like to thank all of the local contractors for all their hard work in making sure that our project was done on time. We were also able to get our clinic done and our building done on budget. And without the efforts of those local contractors, I don't believe we would have been able to open when we did. The other thing, too, is I had more than one local contractor tell me that one of the reasons that they were working so hard to get it done as they knew this was going to benefit their friends and neighbors, and they had some ownership in having this done well.
We're going to be celebrating the opening of the new clinic with the community, too. Maybe just give us a little save-the-date kind of information on the grand opening celebration.
Yes, we plan on having the grand opening celebration on Sunday, January 10th, between the hours of 1 and 3. And we decided to have this in January after the holiday season, and I look forward to celebrating our new opening of our clinic with those that we serve and those in our community.
And that'll be a time when people can maybe get a behind-the-scenes look if they haven't had an appointment before then?
Absolutely. We plan on having tours and refreshments and an exciting time.
Looking back on 2015, what are the things you've been most thankful for?
I think probably the thing I'm most thankful for is the community support that we've received for all our initiatives. Also, the tremendous group of team members that we have here, whether they're providers, whether they're employees, whether they're volunteers. It's all of these folks coming together to work towards a common vision, which is and mission. Mission is to improve the health of people in this area, and our vision is to become Minnesota's preeminent regional healthcare partner. And we're moving towards that because of all the wonderful effort, and it's I've seen countless people step forward to I call it everybody pulling the rope in the same direction. There's no end to what we can accomplish. And when I see people putting those efforts to help their fellow human being, that's really rewarding.
It's really why we do what we do here. So looking forward to 2016, what can we expect?
I think we can expect several different things. We are continuing to look at where healthcare is going in the future and how do we develop what I would call a rural health model that works. So I see us working closely with other providers and the community as a whole in putting some grant dollars to work to move towards what I call value-based care. And we look at putting those dollars to enhancing the patient experience as they receive care.
Well, it certainly has been an incredible year. I really have no doubt that 2016 will be another incredible year, just with a different emphasis now that our clinic is open. Any last words you'd like to share with our listeners as we wrap up our 2015 year in review?
It's on behalf of all of us at Lake Region Healthcare, it's just an incredible experience for us to be able to provide services to our community, and we'd like to thank the community for their ongoing support as we continue together on the journey to a healthier community.
Larry Schultz, CEO at Lake Region Healthcare, along with Katie Johnson on Apple a Day this morning, reminding you that there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Thanks for joining me, Larry.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.